Welcome to the Social University Podcast. We are so glad you're joining us today because we want to help business owners, entrepreneurs, and people just like you who want to build their business online. Listen, if we can do it, you can do it. So let's go.
So you know that you need to have email for your business. And we've been talking about this all month, what makes a good email, the elements you're going to need to have. Today, we're going to talk about some of the more technical sides. I want to talk to you about the benefit of a template, why it's important to send your emails regularly. So let's just go ahead and jump in. First and foremost, again, this is a topic we've been covering all month long. We've talked about how to stop vanishing in inboxes, how to build your list, the importance of email itself, and then, of course, how to get those emails opened with a really engaging subject line. So today we're going to talk about how to level up your game and templates and metrics. So first and foremost, I feel like I've done you a disservice by not covering the terminology included with emails. First, let's just go ahead and do that real quick. First and foremost, email terminology, bounce rate. What's a bounce rate? It's the percentage of emails you send out that are not accepted by your recipient's emails and or email servers. 2% is considered normal. More than 2% is going to get you marked, tagged by the email platform that you're using, and sometimes it can get you shut down. This is the number one reason I will tell you repeatedly, no matter what, do not rent or buy a list. You have no idea what you're putting your hands on. You have no idea if the emails are quality, and it doesn't take much. It takes two emails out of a hundred to get your entire platform just shut down, turned off. So you want qualified emails where people want to actually hear from you. CTA is very simple. It means call to action. What are you asking your readers, your recipients to do once they open the email? Content marketing. Okay. Content marketing is a form of inbound marketing. So what's inbound marketing? Inbound marketing is a digital marketing method that helps you attract customers to your business by creating useful content and useful experiences that resonate with audience. How-to videos. Videos like this one where we go live every Wednesday and we give away free information and we try to answer questions, blogs. These are all great examples of inbound marketing. So content marketing takes that inbound marketing tactic and entails the use of content to generate awareness or demand for your product or services. Very, very simple concept. You want the information you put out there to be so good that people seek you out for more information or even better to purchase what you're offering to sell. Okie doke, what's conversion rate? Well, it's the number of people who follow through on your email's call to action. So if my whole objective with my emails is to get people to schedule an audit or schedule a discovery call with me, and we send out 100 and two people click through, that's a 2% conversion rate. It could be a click, it could be a download, it can be a purchase, it can be any kind of action that they take is considered effective or part of your conversion rate. So what's a normal click-through rate? Let me make sure I'm making myself clear. Conversion rate is the number of people who follow through on the call to action. Click-through rate, it's very similar. It can be in a lot of instances just about the same thing. It's the percentage of recipients that click on that call to action and actually go to your website to complete whatever it is the call to action is. 2.5% is a normal click-through rate. So anything you have that's higher than 2.5% it's a good thing. Okay, what's a double opt-in? Well, opt-in is when you ask for people's emails and they give it to you. That's an opt-in. A double opt-in requires that subscriber goes through a two-step process instead of a single-step process. Usually it's when they sign up to get your emails and then you send them an email to their inbox and they have to click on that. That's considered a double opt-in. And just as a great example, if your platform is reported because you had multiple people who marked it as spam and you have a double opt-in process, your email platform will not shut you down because it's not your fault. It's not your fault that their email doesn't recognize your server or your emails. If they ask for the email and they double opted in, it puts you in the clear. So I really do like a double opt-in process. Just it's super handy to protect you long term. Landing page, this is a standalone web page where you direct your web traffic through an email marketing campaign or an ad campaign. But generally, landing pages are very specific. So like for us, because we talk about all different kinds of social media, a good landing page for us might be specifically about LinkedIn, or might have a LinkedIn checklist for your profile, or a website checklist, or whatever kind of checklist. It's unique to that specific topic. And it's a great way to gauge what people are interested in. So we have these pages that are affiliated with each platform. So I can look and see, are people asking about Instagram? Are people asking about YouTube? What do people want to know about? Helpful, super helpful that way. Lead nurturing is the process of sharing valuable and relevant content through a series of touch points. Basically, it's an automated email journey. So you sign up for I give you my email so I can get a cool download, and then I get the download in my email. And then that follow-up email says, if you're interested in more information like this, follow us on Facebook. And then I go follow you on Facebook, and then I get a thank you email that says, thank you for following us on Facebook. You think you might be interested in our fill in the blank. So it's just an automated email to make sure that you are continuing to stay in touch with your lead if it hasn't converted. Open rate, it's how many percentages of emails are opened. Normal is about 15%, 15 to 25%. If you're getting a 40% open rate, that's amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. A preheader, that's usually the text that appears next to or below the subject line. In most mailbox providers, it gives your recipient a preview of what the email is about. It makes it easy to see and decide if they're going to open it and continue or not. And spam, you guys know what spam is. Basically, it's when you're sending emails to people who don't want emails and they won't open them. You're most likely to get tagged for spam if the recipient has an AOL or a Yahoo email, just because their spam filters are just terrible. So a lot of times when we're cleaning lists, and I've mentioned this to you guys before, we'll just take those out because it's not worth the risk to get shut down because 10 of your recipients have AOL. It's not worth it. Okay. Now, what are the essential parts of an email template? And I'm really big on why. Why do you want to use a template? Well, first and foremost, sending out emails on the regular, it stresses some people out a lot. So when you create a template that you can easily duplicate weekly or biweekly or monthly, it reduces the margin of error. When you're recreating your template, you are eliminating the risk of sending incorrect messages or messages that are formatted wrong or messages that are missing a piece because you just forgot that section this week. And it happens. It happens to everybody. So when you have an email template, you're making sure that you are avoiding that those significant or awkward consequences of leaving something out. Really simple. It also increases your productivity. Why reinvent the wheel weekly if you don't have to? Use your template. Continue to use your template. It just makes your life so much easier. And then, of course, you're going to get brand consistency. People get used to seeing your templated emails. We have a pretty decent open rate. We have a pretty decent click-through rate, too. And I think it's because now that we've been sending emails for so long, people are used to seeing them. They're happy to see them. Yeah. Okay. So what are the components of a really good email template? Well, you're not going to like the answer to this. Templates are amazing. Jason, templates are amazing. MailChimp has some great templates. I've talked to you guys previously in this series about the three best email platforms, especially for beginners. And one thing they have in common is amazing templates that are easy to use and recreate. Just seriously. Okay, so what is a really great email entail? Well, it depends. It all depends on you. I like to break it down. Most of the time, if we're doing it for a client, we'll put it in three pieces. We do like the teaser part where it's new information for them to take a look at. We do something that's a little bit older, hopefully video. And then we have a call to action. What action are you wanting them to take? What are you promoting? What are you selling? So that it's in pieces. Our email is broken down a little bit differently. We have a branded header, which I highly recommend. Again, so people recognize that it's you. They recognize your branding. They're much more likely to open that email. And I mean, I've included very specific steps like personalization and the best subject lines. This is today, all we're talking about is the email itself. We have a branded header. The first section of our email is video, because video statistically, video quickly at the top increases your conversion rate. People are more interested in clicking on a video a lot of times than they are in reading a whole paragraph or microblog or full length article. So we start with video, and we time it a little different. I go live every week. I have a video every week. I do multiple videos. I do at least one blog a week. We have a ton of content. So in our emails, we have a branded header. We have the video from probably last week. The next thing we have is our blog, where it talks about a blog that we've done 2 or 3 weeks ago. Because again, you're much more likely to see that content when it comes to your email inbox than you are going to see it come in, pop up in your newsfeed online. Statistically, that's just the way it is. You're going to access less than 5% of your regular audience when it pops up online, but 20% of my audience can see it in email. It makes a difference to make sure you are sending them the content you've already created and you're not reinventing the wheel. Becky says dropping info into a template is so much easier. It is. It is so much easier than recreating the wheel every single time. It's crazy. Why would you take the time to do that? So again, you're taking all this time to generate this great content about what you do. Make sure people see it. Use it everywhere. Use it as often as possible. And most importantly, use it to drive traffic back to your own website. If I am showing you a blog post, the whole blog post isn't in the email. The first two sentences are in the email. I want to interest you enough for you to click on that link and go to my website, because two things happen. Well, a lot of things happen, but two things in particular. I am increasing my website traffic because you're going through, and I'm increasing my click-through, my conversion rate on my email because you're clicking through. It's win-win, seriously. And you don't need, and I've seen this, we've done emails like this. People want 18 pages worth of content. Why? Nobody is reading an 18-page email. Now, if you're doing a quarterly newsletter and it's laid out so it flips like a magazine, that's amazing. That's amazing and beautiful, and those can be super effective. We're talking about emails that are sent out one to four times a month, where you can regularly communicate and market to your end users or your potential clients so you can lead nurture. Okay, branded heading, video at the top, blog, and this may be either or. Not everybody has a video and a blog. So if you just have one of those things, you're just going to have that one section. So that's your top section. The next thing that we have is our tip of the week. People who get our emails are the only people who see our tip of the week. I make it a unique offering so that it interests folks, so that they will sign up for our email. It's the only way to see it. We do house those. They're always video tips. We house them on YouTube mostly, but they're hidden for everybody except for our email subscribers. So the next section that we have is tip of the week. Then we have our podcast. Our new podcast just launched last week. I would love for you guys to go check it out. It's called The Social You Podcast. Some sort of awesome mental block on the new podcast. And it's done very much interview style, two team members. And then I come in towards the end and kind of throw my two cents, but it's, there's a lot more back and forth. It's funnier. It's more engaging. It goes deeper. I love the new podcast format, truly. So check that out. I would love some feedback on that as well. And then we have our offer, whatever it is we are promoting. We are always 100% promoting our university program. It is a monthly membership program. It is not expensive. I think right now it's $10 a month. You get a download a week, which is seriously, seriously worth it just for the download. And once a month, you're going to get access to the holiday folder for next month. So you don't have to generate your own holiday graphics. We have catastrophic graphics too, like we're closed for snow or tornado or hurricane or flooding, because when you need those, you need them immediately and you don't have time to go in there and make a snow day graphic. So we have all that created for you, but you don't have to worry about creating your Mother's Day graphics. It's already in the folder. And we do a how-to Canva video once a week. So you're getting a great download and a Canva video weekly for not even the cost of two Starbucks a month, which to me is super, super affordable. So That's what we're always promoting. And then we also normally at the very bottom, we have our less passive call to action, which is, you know, call us if you have questions, email us if you have questions so we can help you. We have it broken down into those pieces. Just a simple kind of formula would be your top one is going to be whatever links back to your website, your blog, your video, whatever, wherever you want to direct people. The second part is another qualifying piece of information, like what you're working on right now. And then the bottom part is normally going to be what you're promoting, what you're selling, what's in it for them. Now, if you're a retailer, your whole email is probably going to be, this is what we have on sale. And if you're a retailer, you're going to do it themed. This is our Easter stuff. This is our Mother's Day stuff. This is our Father's Day stuff. This is stuff for graduation. So it just depends on what kind of industry you're in. But there are great templates out there for everybody. If this is something that you want more information on, please don't hesitate to reach out to our office. We absolutely can create the template for you. It's one of the services that we offer. And then you don't have to worry about it. All you have to do is fill in the information every week and send it out, which is so much easier than going in and doing it all from scratch every single week. Okay. Loved the email stuff. We've talked about email for a month. What are we going to talk about this upcoming month? Spring cleaning. I love to do spring cleaning. We do it once a year. Oh yeah, in the spring. We're going to talk about tidying up your hashtags. We're going to talk about cleaning up your LinkedIn profile. We're going to talk about spring cleaning your content and also spring cleaning your website, which I am surprised truly at how many organizations have created a website one time and they feel like that's good. We're done. That is not how it works. It's just like your house. You do sometimes have to perform maintenance and upkeep. It just, you don't buy it the one time and it stays forever. You do sometimes have to invest. That is also true of your website. It's your home online. Sometimes you have to go in there and make some revisions and updates so that it looks like you actually know what year it is and that it's, you know, easy to use and it's not slow. The picture, yeah, there's a whole lot of things to keep in mind when you're doing a spring cleaning on your website. So join us next month where we talk about these things. And until then, I am Karen Tarotis with Social You. I'm here to help. Oh, and sign up for our email. We have some really good stuff that comes out every week. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us for the Social University podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Stay Social You. That's the letter U. And we will talk to you next week. Remember, you've got this.